I've heard it said often that people in small boats have more fun than people in big boats, and that the amount of pleasure to be extracted from going sailing is inverse proportionately to the waterline length of the vessel concerned. Well, it's an interesting point, isn't it? I've been doing a bit of both recently. My own boat falls in the middle of the road. She's about 44 feet, which to some people makes her a huge boat, and to others makes her a pipsqueak. If you put her in Monaco Harbour, she'd look like a dinghy. On the other hand, where she lives on the Beaulieu River, she looks like quite a reasonable-sized boat. So there you are. Size is always a matter of perspective in any case. But let me tell you about two boats I've been sailing in the last couple of weeks, which have brought home this situation to me, this conundrum, quite clearly. The first is a little Cornish crabber, a Mark I Cornish crabber, 22 feet, full sitting headroom, and a little gaff rig, like gaff cutter. Sweet little boat, actually. I've never sailed one of these before. I've seen them around all over the place. And actually, the gentleman who sold my big pilot cutter, Herter, to me in 1982, went straight out and bought one. And I think he enjoyed it, because he kept her for a couple of 3 years before he bought one of their bigger boats. But anyway, there she was, and I sailed her with a delightful young couple, and I really had a good time. I liked the intimacy of it. I liked the ease of berthing. Pull her around, grab a piece of string and give her a yank and she goes where you want her to go. I mean, that's sort of very reassuring, really. It makes life very easy. I also enjoyed the fact that we got an instant result for what we did with the rig. There wasn't much wind and we sailed down Chichester Harbour, albeit in nice calm water, but the boat sailed surprisingly well, I thought, and we actually caught up with a 35-foot Bermudan boat who wasn't sailing his boat very well at all. Actually, he had his main sheet pinned in too tight, which is why he was going nowhere. But it was extremely satisfactory to catch him up in our tiny little yacht. And we had a lovely day. Much to be said for it. And, of course, it doesn't beggar your bank account. When I'm old, I'd like to have a folk boat, a proper clinker-built folk boat that I'll probably buy from the Baltic and bring it down here, a boat with no engine, and I'm going to put it on the Beaulieu River, and there she will stay, and I will sail her inside the river and inside the Solent. On a nice day I might go outside, but I won't be ambitious. I'll just love having the little boat. She'll sail through the eye of a needle, and what fun I will have. So I look forward to that. Meanwhile, at the other end of the scale, I went to Turkey and spent the best part of a week sailing with my friend Haluk from Turkey in the Greek islands on his 85-foot schooner Shindella, designed by Ed Burnett and built in the last few years. Now, this was a different kettle of fish altogether. We were at, by the standards of most of my pals, we were at the upper end of the market. Haluk keeps a two-person crew on the boat to sail her, in addition to himself and his friends. And immediately you realise when you step on board, you're stepping into a different world, really. The boat is superbly maintained. Everything is absolutely spot on, gold plate, really, top of the line. She doesn't move at all when you step on her. It's like walking into a house. You've got a great big cabin all to yourself. It's very luxurious. It's absolutely lovely. And some people like that. Others prefer the intimacy of the small boat, the smell of the paraffin, the proximity perhaps of an oil lamp when you're sitting down reading your book, a little coal stove ticking away in the corner. It's all not to everybody's taste, the big boat, but personally, I rather enjoy it. I'm glad I don't have to foot the bills, but it's a great thing to be on board. But the wonder of it is when you sail the boat, and this is where the big boat really scores. As soon as there's a bit of breeze, most of us in small boats are thinking, oh, goodness me, I'm going to have to reef in a minute. Yeah, this is all right, but if it blows another 10 knots, I'm not going to be so happy, especially if I'm going upwind. Well, it wasn't like that on Shindella at all. We sailed to windward for the first couple of days, going upwind in the Meltemi. Blew sort of force 4 or 5 most of the time, occasionally nudged 6. And we just powered up there at 6, 7, 7.5 knots. Painless. You didn't feel the motion at all. The angle of heel was just pleasant. And the boat just powered upwind with no worries at all. No question of shortening sail. But the real thrill came when it blew up on the last day, and it was blowing force 6, I would say, and as we came out of the harbour, we got everything set. We started off on a close reach, and we were logging our 7-8 knots, and then we bore away. As we bore away and eased the sheets, the boat absolutely blasted off, and suddenly we're doing 12 knots, and we're overtaking motorboats, and watching the water swish past the hull as she stood up like a church and just powered on was an absolute glorious thrill. Something that you can't beat, you can't get near it in a small boat. I remember the same thing happening when I was sailing on Mariquita, the great big gaff cutter, and also Altair, another of Fife's masterpieces. When these boats let them rip, it's terrific. Same thing happened with Jolly Breeze when I sailed her. Close hauled, performance is good, you're moving along nicely, and you're overtaking most things. But when you ease the sheets and suddenly the boat picks up and just roars away, you're looking at 250 miles a day on an ocean passage with ease, and you just think, my goodness, this is sailing as it really was in the big powerful ships in the old days. So that is a wonderful thing. But as you get older and your bank balance is straightened, it's not for everybody. Some people never acquire it, but it does no harm to think about these boats and think what wonderful creations they really are. But never to forget the delights that we can have in a little boat of our own, sailing to somewhere reasonably accessible, somewhere that we love, putting the anchor down, making a nice meal and sitting down with a bottle of wine with a friend in a boat that encompasses everything we need.